This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, man. Bad news for leftists. Well, it's good news for them. But good news about the economy, good news about Donald Trump. Even though it's good news for everybody, it's bad news for leftists. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Good news for us, bad news for the left. Good news for America means bad news for leftist America, the anti-Americans. The number of Americans filing applications for new unemployment benefits fell at the end of August to a nearly five-decade low. Initial jobless claims declined to a seasonally adjusted 203,000 in the last week. Lowest level of unemployment benefit applications since the end of 1969. Though data, they say, can be volatile from week to week, the four-week moving average of claims, a steadier measure, also fell to a 49-year low. So Ivanka Trump, she says, August unemployment held steady at 3.9%. Note, the unemployment rate in America has only been below 4% nine times since 1970. Four of those times have occurred this year. Bum, 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 bum. I mean, can you imagine how bad the left feels? Because they need things to go bad. And nothing's going right. Hey, where's Mueller's investigation? Did you remember us talking about the big, the verdict that came down, the punishment that came down on Papadopoulos where he got probation and a $9,500 fine? How much money have we spent to get this kingpin of Russian collusion? And funny how things are starting to turn on Rod Rosenstein, who's under investigation. We talked about that. Funny how things are starting to turn on other people that are starting to get under the radar again, like Peter Strzok, who just recently texted that, hey, let's talk about that leaking from the FBI and DOJ, Lisa. And then she does it, and it goes out on WAPO, and then the very next day he says, way to go, girlfriend. And in the wake of the latest developments on those strokes, the Democrats got mud in their face. Mud in their face. They're eating crow. And crow, that's not a delicious bird. That's not like duck. That's not like quail. No. We've all had some. It doesn't taste very good, does it? Tastes like, grandma's feet. If you had to eat grandma's feet. Look, I'm goading the left. I'm goading James Comey. I sent him out a tweet. Hey, James, where you at, man? Come on, bro. Where's that spiritual tweet I need? When I need some spirituality. I need to have faith in the FBI again. Give me a tweet, man. Make me feel good. James Comey, he's radio silent. I warned you guys. I said, look, the left are not going to do, they're going to lay low. They're going to lay low for a week or so. They got to figure out how do we spin the idea that we've been caught. How do we spin the idea that Peter Strzok told Lisa Page, hey, we got to get this false information out. The next day it's out. Then the next day he retweets, hey, great work. Yeah, how about that timing? Rod Rosenstein under investigation. McCabe, he's in bad shape. Do we really need to go? Do we need to go into McCabe? Because I'm happy to go into McCabe. Federal prosecutors for a month have been using a grand jury to investigate former deputy Andrew McCabe. An indication that the probe into whether he misled officials exploring his role in a controversial media disclosure has intensified, two people familiar with the matter said. The grand jury has summoned more than one witness, the people said, and the case is ongoing. The people declined to identify those who've been called to testify. The presence of the grand jury shows prosecutors are treating the matter seriously, locking in accounts of witnesses who might later have to testify at a trial. Blah, blah, blah. He's under investigation. You think Comey's far off? Look, the swamp rats are in big trouble. Don't be fooled, folks. And here's the problem. They got serious issues because Donald Trump is a freaking rock star. There is no crow to be eaten on the economy. There is no crow to be eaten on consumer confidence. There is no crow to be eaten on the tax cuts that are coming. More tax cuts. The ones that are here have already proven to be beneficial. And he's only scratched the surface. Yeah, when the water comes back, man, woo, we all going to get some new oceanfront property. This is good for us. It's going to kill the swamp rats, but it'll be good for us. Just wait. It's moving faster than anybody would have imagined. And compounded with 2 years of stellar stuff. Did you see Donald Trump? He trolled Barack Obama. He made a video of Obama saying, what's he going to do? Is he going to use this magic wand? And then Trump had Larry Kudlow coming out saying, we've created 4 million jobs since he became president. Barack Obama lost 5 million in the same period. He talked about the number of manufacturing jobs. Trump said, we've created 400,000 manufacturing jobs, and soon that will be 600,000 manufacturing jobs. Wait till the new reports come out. He just trolled him. What? How are you going to take credit for this economy, Barack Obama, when you're the one who said it was impossible? You're the one who said this GDP that I'm getting was an impossibility. I doubled what you said, and I'm not even through. How's that crow taste, Jim Comey? Hmm? Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, all the FBI, McCabe, Clapper, Brennan. Where's Brennan? Where's Brennan? He was going to sue, right? Where's Brennan? I want to know where Brennan is. I want to know where Comey is. I want to know where Eric Holder is. I want to know where Adam Schiff is. I want to know where all of them are. Because you know where they are? They are kicking their own butts and licking their own wounds is what they're doing. They got nothing. Comey, well, I want some spirituality, Comey. Get in the Bible, go to Psalms or Proverbs and find something profound to say. Encourage the FBI agents who now look at you people for what you are, the scoundrels, the scumbags. That encouragement to many men and women of the FBI to hang in there during the Trump presidency. You guys, hang in there. It'll get better. Oh, it will get better. And better and better and better. And they know what you stand for. They know everything about you guys. Yeah, we got you. The FBI and the DOJ declined to comment on Stroke's text. They say Stroke's attorney, a guy named Goldman, he said the media leak strategy referred to efforts to stop leaks. Yeah. I told you, he's going to come up with something clever. Now I ask leftists, when are you finally going to admit defeat? I know when you're not going to have a choice. I know after the midterms, you will be rolling over and finally saying, we're done. Because you are about to get crushed. That's what's going to happen. This economy ain't going away. It's only going to get better. Your investigation is going to be worse.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You mentioned the Mueller investigation, and Rudy Giuliani told the Daily Beast this week that Trump's legal team is preparing a counter-report to question Mueller's legitimacy. Do you have concerns that the Trump team can undermine this investigation even before it's finished?
Well, you know, Bob Mueller is focusing on several things right now. Obviously, he's gone after individuals, and he's gone after Russians that were involved in coming after our election system. They are getting very close to making a case for obstruction of justice, not only by the steps that were taken in terms of the president demeaning and attacking a witch hunt, but also the fact that Rudy Giuliani himself has said that the whole purpose of their effort is to undermine the credibility of the special counsel. And then when you add to that the dismissal of those that were involved in the investigation, I think you begin to piece together the kind of case they could form around an obstruction of justice charge. So I think they have to be very careful to use this tactic of trying to undermine the special counsel and the special prosecutor, because I think that could backfire.
Man, those leftists and their wishful thinking. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Impeach. 25th Amendment. He's incapacitated. It's crazy out there. And look at their poster children. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. God, unhinged. Maxine Waters, unhinged. The media, unhinged. The book that Omarosa wrote should be about the left. They are all unhinged. Look at any TV show any day of the week that is not Fox. And quite frankly, there's a lot of people on Fox that are unhinged. But look at any of the other media outlets, if you will. They brought back Bob Woodward. In his book, he's going to be found out to be a liar. Made this stuff up. Oh, this is what I heard from General Kelly and General so-and-so. This is a lie. And they're hoping that his reputation from the past is something that people are going to go, oh, well, Woodward, he's believable. He's the one that broke Watergate. And then they dug back into the archives, found the writer of Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, a writer. And he comes on, oh, I know Trump better than anybody. I know his politics. He wrote a book with Trump that it took Trump to make a bestseller, because it wasn't going to be that guy. His name is Schwartz. And then he says, I know Donald Trump. He's unhinged. He's terrible. He's this. He's that. I tell you guys, embrace it. Be happy they're saying it. The more crazy they make you sound. I want you to think about when somebody would say something to you about a person. Like they'd say, that person is bizarre. I have a lady right now. I won't say her name. She's the biggest scam artist in politics. Seriously. And she lied to multiple people about me. She claimed she wrote my book. She claimed that she had spent her political capital on me. These are three things she said. And then she actually said I hit on her. And I never have been with that woman where her husband wasn't there. And number one, and number two, I wouldn't hit on her anyway. But the point is, she blatantly lied. And it turned some people off. I didn't even know. Like, people were just kind of getting cold towards me at one point. And, you know, I'm oblivious because I don't give a crap. You know, you want to be cold towards me, be cold. You know, but I remember calling this one lady. They were having an event. And I said to her, you know, I'm not sure, you know, would you guys entertain? My crew tried to get me to speak at the event. And she was like, well, no, because we have a problem with Kevin and blah, blah, blah. And I went, what? So I called the lady up. And I said, my PR person says you have a problem with me. I don't even know you. Well, we heard some things. And so as she was telling me this, I went, okay, I know who you talk to. I said, I'm going to give you fair warning. You're going to find out that she's a liar. That's all I'm going to tell you. I appreciate you taking my call. I appreciate you letting me know. But you're going to find out she's a liar. And I'm talking about a stone-stepping liar. Anything to get ahead. And it was about a year later, I'm not lying to you, this is a true story. Three people that were in similar things. One guy was a radio host who wouldn't have me on for the same reason. I was like, you know, why did you guys have me on? Now you don't have me on. Well, Kevin, we heard. And I went, she's a liar. And you'll find out. But hey, no problem. I got plenty to do. It was more of a curiosity. So three people. Every one of those people, no exaggeration, within probably a two-week period of each other. First phone call I got was from this woman, and she says, Kevin, and she just tells me a name, and she says, I just want to say, I owe you an apology. I really do, and I just listened to her, and she finished, and I said, and she, you know, she's like, you know, you were right, this other person is a liar, she's deceitful and all that, and I said, yeah, I told you. And I said, but you know what, you have to find that out for yourself. You noticed I didn't try to convince you that she was a bad person, I just told you, she is a bad person, she's lying about me. And you'll find out the truth. And sure enough, she did. And the radio guy called me, and he said, Bubba, he's like, Kev, man, I got to tell you, man, I'm going to fall on the sword. I owe you one. I'm really sorry. And he went, and I was like, you know, and within 2 weeks, three people that had ostracized me had come back to say, we're very sorry. And what I'm getting at is when you are lit, when you know that you have righteousness on your side, you don't have to worry. I knew people would find out about her. And I'll give you an up-to-date version of that same person. I was talking to her. This woman is trying to nuzzle up to the president. And I've seen her at events with him. And one of my buddies, who is very good friends with Donald Trump, he calls me. We were having a conversation. And I told him, I said, man, it's sacrilegious that you haven't gotten me introduced to Donald Trump since he's been president. When you knowing the work that I do in my movie that's coming out. And he was like, oh, you're right, Kevin. I'm sorry. And I said, and while this snake isn't, he goes, let me tell you something right now. He says, this snake, because he knows who I'm talking about. I'm not going to say the woman's name, but he goes, he knows exactly who she is. She will never, ever be anywhere close to him outside of trying to get her picture taken and stuff like that. He knows exactly who she is. And I went, okay, so here's a guy that says, I'm going to do everything I can to get you, you know, in the inner circle so you can promote the film and do all this other stuff. Don't you worry about her. Everybody has her clocked. And I went, okay, good. Because you know what we want to believe? We want to believe the good guy is going to win. That the people who are doing things the right way, because I will tell you, I never said anything negative about this woman. I don't even use her name. And they torpedo me every chance they get. And you know what? I'm thankful for it. Because now, every time they go out and say something to somebody, somebody else just looks at them like, okay, yeah, okay, whatever. That's what's happening right now. That's what's happening in our movement. People are hearing, oh, that Donald Trump, he's awful. He needs to be impeached. And they go, yeah, okay. Coming from a person who needs to be impeached or in prison, Maxine Waters, why aren't you in prison for embezzling money? You know, why aren't you in prison, John Kerry, Clapper? Why aren't you in prison, John Brennan? I asked earlier in the broadcast, where are these clowns? Where's John Brennan? Wasn't he going to initiate a lawsuit so he could get his security clearance back? Whatever happened to the security clearance fiasco? Nothing. Do you think John Brennan has an ounce of credibility now in D.C.? The answer is no. What about these media clowns? Not an ounce of credibility.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Towns along the Carolina coast are preparing for the onslaught of Hurricane Florence as forecasters Wednesday warned that the storm could hesitate offshore for a day, which means more rain along the coast than previously thought. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has a message for everyone in the storm's path.
The best defense is preparation and common sense. I think we're ready for this storm, but it's going to be a tough one.
Ambassador Nikki Haley warned Syria of dire consequences if the violence in the region escalates. Former Secretary of State John Kerry joined Fox News to talk about the president's plan towards Syria.
I agreed with President Trump's use of force. I thought it was the appropriate thing to do. What I think was missing and is still missing is the diplomatic initiative, because there's not going to be a military solution to the opposition in Syria.
Kerry also made the point in the interview to say that they got 100% of the declared weapons out of Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness, it's amazing what we can't do anymore and we used to do as kids. I remember I had these guns, you know, like cowboy and Indian kind of guns. And do you remember the little roll of, it had little dots on it, red dots. There were the roll was red, the dot was a little purple, and you'd put it in your gun, and it would just, you'd go pow, and it would go through, you know, and go to the next one, pow, 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 and those things would you know, the trigger would hit it, the hammer would hit it, and pow, and it would pop that little thing, and it sounded pretty realistic. You remember those? I mean, I don't know how old you are, but most of the people listening to this program, you know what I'm talking about. It wasn't just you having to go pow, 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 pow. You could load that little gunpowder, you know, little roll in, and I'm not sure if, I think it even moved, if I'm not mistaken. It had like little threads, little like holes up at the top, and it would slide it along to the next one, and pow, pow, pow as the thing rolled. And maybe I'm missing that part, but I know we used to shoot them and just pow, 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 like we were really having a gunfight. And it so reminded me, you know, even watching Westerns as a kid and how kids grew up, you know, in the rural country, hunting and fishing and with knives and all kinds of things that people know. Oh, my gosh, what are they doing? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I grew up on a big cattle ranch, 25,000 acres. And if my grandmother and grandfather treated me the way I treat my sons, I wouldn't have done anything. I'd be the biggest priss, because I would be afraid of grasshoppers and wasps and scorpions and tarantulas and rattlesnakes. I wouldn't have ever gone out in a canoe without a life. I went out in a canoe without a life jacket my entire life. I learned how to swim early on, and I could get to the shoreline from anywhere in that lake. That's a fact. One time I drug a turtle out of there. That turtle had to be 100-some years old. He weighed at least 150 pounds. He just came out, bloop, deep bloop, bloop, deep bloop. Snapping turtles, alligator gars, water moccasins. All kinds of things that could hurt me. I used to go out at night hunting at the age of 10 years old by myself. Never forget it. Me and my brother one time went out. I was 11 and Kirk was 12. And we went out varmint hunting because that was the way we made extra money. And we'd be out to 2 in the morning. Come in, go to school the next day. My first thing we'd get up, my grandfather said, what y'all get? And he'd say, oh, we got a ringtail, and I saw a couple of possums. We didn't do anything with them because, you know, no money for their pelts. But we go, we got a couple of ringtails and a couple of raccoons. He'd be like, oh, pretty good, you know. And my grandfather, bless his heart, he would skin them and, you know, get them ready and then take them to town for us. He'd say, okay, you got $57 or whatever it was. It was a lot of money to these poor black kids. That's the way we grew up. My brother and I knew gun safety, I mean, early on. When I tell you I had a gun, I had a rifle, I had a .22, a Ruger .22 automatic. It held 10 in the clip, and I could put one in the chamber if I wanted. So it could hold 11. I rarely needed that many, but I'd had that little Ruger for a long time. My brother had an over and under shotgun. It was a .410 with a .22. And many times, we traded out. I'd shoot his rifle, he'd shoot mine. We get rabbits and skin them and put them up on our trot line so we could go fish, catch, you know, 30-pound catfish on a trot line. When we went in rivers, one time I went in a river, you guys will think I'm lying, it's a true story. There was a plant. We were in the stream of this river, and I ducked down underneath and looked at this plant and coiled around this plant. I mean, this thing was huge. This thing was probably, I'm going to say, 14 inches across this plant. And there was a water moccasin wrapped three times around that think about the circumference of 14 inches. Three times. That thing was, it was so thick, I couldn't close my fingers showing you how thick the body of that snake was. I came out of that water white. I was so scared. The biggest water moccasin I've ever seen. That thing had to be 8 feet long. I'm not even exaggerating that one bit. And we were swimming in there, hanging around the whole time, having a great time. And that snake hadn't moved. But had we gotten close enough to that plant, which, by the way, I was pretty close. But when I saw it, I was like, okay, I'm out of this water. Told everybody, you won't believe the size of this snake. Sure enough. Play with all kinds of stuff, man. Did all kinds of things that you couldn't do. People wouldn't let you do this stuff. Like I said, rifles, knives. We'd go find rattlesnakes. So you can, if my son said to me, "Yeah, Dad, I'm gonna go out looking for rattlesnakes," I'd be like, "Dude, I would have to catch myself because I know that's what I did." But it would make me take pause. I know there's many of you listening. Oh, Kevin, would you let your kids go look for rattlesnakes? Well, yeah, they're all old now. But I'm saying, when I was 12 years old, I would go out. I remember going up to feed my pigs and my hogs, and I jumped on a piece of tin, and I heard, shh. And I went, what? I jumped back on the shh. And I went, oh. And I went home. I got my brother. I said, hey, rattlesnake, come on. He's like, really? Yeah. So we go back up there. I jump on the tin thing, shh. So, we get a big 2x4. We lift the thing off, and there's this huge rattlesnake. Bad boy's like 5.5 feet long, easy. And he's got 9 rattles. Shh. He's a big boy. We just go to chunking rocks. I wouldn't even kill him anymore if I had a choice anymore, because I know they do serve a purpose. But this one was pretty close to the house, and it was in my old stomping ground, because we played all kinds of sports out there, running over rocks and cactuses. It was no wonder I was a great athlete, because we would play football in the middle of cow patties, big old rocks. I think I'm kidding you. Cactus everywhere. I mean, if you fell, you were going to get hurt. I mean, something's going to get hurt. You're going to break some skin, something open. That was the way we came up, man. I didn't even think 2 seconds about it. See a rattlesnake, you're like, oh, let's go kill it. You know, if it was a fox or whatever, anything that was going on, we were ready to go. I got chased up a tree by some javelinas because I took their pig. I saw a little bitty pig. I caught him. Can you imagine how fast I had to be to catch a pig? You ever chase down a little pig? Try to catch one day. You'll see what I'm talking about. I caught jackrabbits. Baby jackrabbits. I caught pigs. I caught them all. Man, I was fast. It was no wonder I was a good athlete. Crazy stuff. Stuff that if my kids had told me they were doing, I'd be like, what? But you got to let those kids grow up or else they become snowflakes. Remember the soccer bocker? This is the thing you would put these airfield fist on, big old fist, and you could go beat each other up. Poof, poof, poof. poof, poof, poof. You know? And they outlawed those anymore. Slip and slide. You remember slip and slide? People were breaking their necks on slip and slide. I don't know how many people got paralyzed before somebody went, okay, can you use slip and slide? I can imagine slip and slide in the country because I'd be slipping and sliding over boulders. We had nothing that was flat. It's slip and slide on gravel. We go to people's houses and I did it a couple times. I didn't find it to be that much fun. What about lawn darts? You remember lawn darts? Holy cow. Big old projectile, big old missile, 5-pound missile, 3.5-pound missile you throw up in there. I mean, if that thing hits you in the head, you're toast. Lawn darts. And now, get this. Get this. I saw this story. Here it is. It says, we know the kids need recess. They need time to run around in order to learn better in school. And it needs to be free play, not just structured exercise they get in gym class. They just need to be kids. It's not that hard to understand, right? I mean, I did it. You want to know one of the most formative things I ever did? Me and my cousins and my brother, we would go to the park. And there was this kid, he was short, but he was older than we were. He's probably, I don't know, 13, 14, and we were all, you know, 9, 10, 11. And we would try to just touch this dude. He could fake you out. He could fake five of us out. If we stood around him in a circle, we couldn't catch him. I mean, this dude was elusive. He was like a ghost. And he would just run around and, you know, and we would try to catch him and run around tired. And this guy wouldn't do it. He would chuckle at us because we could not catch this little dude. And I can't even tell you how good of an athlete that made me, because I would go home and practice that and go, you know, practice his moves and do the same thing. And at some point, I probably could have caught him. We just lost touch. But that's what he did. But you can't even do, you get this, you can't play tag in schools anymore. At Horry County, South Carolina, they banned tag. Tag. The Horry News reported Roxanne Altman's third grader came home after her first day of school, told her mom her favorite recess game had been banned. Why? Barbara Ammons, the new principal at Seaside Elementary, the school in question, says we have a rule at recess that says keep your hands and feet and objects and comments to yourself. Many times, tag leads children to getting hurt, mad, or involved in physical altercations. Yeah, tag is a metaphor for life that you begin at an early age where you can touch somebody and you don't get bludgeoned to death, at least not usually. So, but now you can't even play tag because somebody, oh! She says, I can understand if there was an incident or an accident happened, you could trip in the hall. Stupid excuses the mother says that they come up with so kids can't enjoy themselves. Well, guess what? Welcome to the new age of leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I love how Donald Trump is singularly focused when there's a task at hand. When it's tax cuts. He did the tax cuts. He got that passed for the big corporations, and I don't know what it had in there for smaller companies, but it helped everybody. And then he says more tax cuts are coming. House Republicans have introduced a bill for a second phase of tax cuts after the Trump administration announced plans to pursue tax reform 2.0. They're going to follow up to the legislation. They're saying, you know what? Don't believe the hype. If we cut taxes once, and this is what happened, wait till we do it again. Tax cuts 2.0. So the House Republicans introduced three bills. The Protecting Family and Small Business Tax Cuts of 2018, the Family Savings Act of 2018 and the American Innovation Act of 2018. They're going to further slash taxes, make other changes to the tax code. Now, they got criticized for this. They're just helping big business. Look at what they're doing for big business. I would love to see how the Democrats respond to another round of tax cuts that's going to go to middle America, small companies. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is what they call the first tax cut. They made the cut in the corporate tax rate permanent, but allowed for cuts for individuals to expire in 2025. Individuals and small business, this would make it permanent. The package of bills comes less than 2 months ahead of the November midterms. Why? Because Donald Trump knows it's the economy, stupid. People, oh, he's off base with all this other stuff, always talking about Mueller. He puts himself in harm's way. He's not putting himself in harm's way. He's continuing to fight on multiple fronts, and where many people will not back him, Donald Trump says, no worries. I got enough armies. I got enough Air Force and Navy for all of the leftists combined. There are no worries about what I'm going to be able to do to them. He said this, last year, we said goodbye to America's old broken tax code. That's what Chairman Kevin Brady said when he introduced the bill. He says, under the new system, we're seeing incredible job growth, bigger paychecks, and a tax code that works on behalf of families and American businesses. Now it's time to ensure we never let our tax code become so outdated again. We look forward to bringing these bills to committee. It couldn't be better. Let me tell you why. Because once they get this through the House, then it goes into a Senate that is going to have more senators on it. And Donald Trump, once they kick butt in the midterms, he's going to send a shot over the bow to every crooked swamp rat out there. You need to follow my lead. Oh, he's a dictator. He's making people do what he wants. Really? That's what a leader does. Is he inspires leadership. And let me tell you, in that swamp known as D.C., that is one of the most difficult things to do, and Donald Trump does it every single day. Do you know how many people cannot stand this man? They despise him to his core. But they follow. It's because those big sissies up there, Republicans and Democrats alike, they know what it takes to butter their bread. And when they see true leadership and they see something that works, they have no choice but to follow. I don't care. Let me tell you something. You cannot like many people, but if they're leading you down the right path, you may reluctantly follow, but you'll follow. Tell me you got somebody you don't like and he can get you out of the jungle. You're like, man, I don't even like that dude. And they're like, yeah, but he knows the way out of the jungle. I like him, but I'm following him. Yeah, you can mumble all you want, but you're going to go, leave me away, Mr. Jungle Man, because you don't want to be left behind. You may not like Donald Trump, but I bet you like what your stock portfolio is doing. You may not like Donald Trump, but I bet you like that you have a job. That is, if you're a millennial and you didn't have a job under Obama and you have a job under Trump, you're going to go, you know what, I know what y'all are saying, but I got a job and I got mobility. And don't look, I'm not trying to rain sunshine on you. I'm not. Because a lot of you, Kevin, you're so optimistic. What is it? What is it with you? You're always looking at the glasses half full. Yeah, I just want a shorter glass. I don't need, the glass is full. Pour it in a glass where it's running over. It ain't just half full. It's more than that. But it's not youthful optimistic or just trying to, you know, oh my gosh, this is what I want. This is what I see. All the stuff that you're talking about, when you hear this news media talk about, I saw a poll that said Donald Trump had 38% approval, 60% disapproval. Now I'm going to ask you something. Do you believe that? When Donald Trump goes to Pennsylvania, he goes to Michigan, Pennsylvania, Indianapolis, you name it, standing room only crowds, bigger crowds, folks, than when he was running for president. I would love to hear the political pundits. Remember when they used to say, those crowds don't mean anything? But now they dismiss them. They go, oh, well, Donald Trump's holding a rally. And Jim Acosta, he was the only guy of all these pundits going, there's not a lot of people here. And then they show, because they always do it at the beginning. Then Trump goes, yeah, Jim Acosta, he's a thrill publicity seeker. They show the crowd. It's packed. People get in. And you don't have to believe me. Go online. Look at it for real. Go interview people. Talk to people there. And you say, did you go to the Trump rally? Yeah, I couldn't get in. It's too crowded. Standing room only. People pouring outside. Doesn't matter what the weather is. It could be hot as heck. It could be cold as heck. It could be raining. People are waiting on Trump like they're waiting to see Mick Jagger. He's going to give out iPhones. That's, or whoever the hot item is these days. That's who they're waiting to see, as if they're going to get Apple's iPhone at the same time and get it activated for free. That's the level of, and they tell you, nobody likes him. Well, he's really popular for somebody nobody likes. And then we got Scarborough. I love this article. He writes this op-ed in the New York Times. He says, cataclysmic events often bring with them violent and abrupt endings to settled ages and long-established norms. Those absorbing the impact of these historical aftershocks rarely grasp the epochal changes in real time. Who could have imagined during a commute home on the night of November 21st, 1963, that an event in Dallas that day would shake the post-war order guaranteed by America's victory in World War II? Even after Lee Harvey Oswald's shocks rang out from the Texas School Book Depository, could anyone have foreseen a collapse of such an ordered age soon overtaken by an anarchy of Vietnam, the murders of Reverend King, Bobby Kennedy, the race riot, Chicago, Kent State, Watergate, post-industrial rot, and the cultural chaos set loose across the country by these events? And who could even the most insightful observer have foreseen, while staring at the billowing smoke set against New York's brilliant September sky, the avalanche of strategic blunders set in motion by Osama bin Laden's attack on the United States? Of course not. But two wars, three presidents, and 17 years later, the tragic lessons of the time are still lost on our leaders. He says, on September 10, 2001, the U.S. dominated the world stage in a way no other country had since the height of the Roman and British empires. NATO, long twilight struggle against the Soviet Union ended with Russia in ruins. Japanese economic miracle, predicted by some to turn America into little more than a granary, or Japan, had flatlined, and a rising China was still struggling with a multitude of international security concerns and was eclipsed on the world stage by Pax Americana. The United States deployed a dazzling display of both soft and hard power across the globe. And on the eve of bin Laden's attacks, America's GDP was nearly 10 times China's and 40 times Russia. U.S. military machine was unparalleled, with the Pentagon spending more on national defense than the next 15 countries combined. And despite those staggering outlays, Washington was running a $125 billion surplus. That was 2001. 17 years later, endless wars abroad, reckless policies at home have produced annual deficits approaching $1 trillion. President Trump's Republican Party will create more debt in 1 year than was generated in the first 200 years of America's existence. And while the U.S. has been mired in endless wars and bloody occupations over the past 17 years, China has used that same period to aggressively develop economic partnerships across Asia, Europe, Latin America, and Africa. Perhaps this is one reason China will soon overtake the United States as the world's largest economy. Now, I stopped there because that's where I needed to end it. Because you would think Scarborough was talking about Obama. Obama not only spent an additional $1 trillion more than George Bush every year, he printed an additional $1 trillion of fake money. Barack Obama is the reason why China had already eclipsed the United States in terms of GDP. And under Donald Trump, we regained the number one status. We also recently regained the number one status as the place for the most innovation. We overtook Hong Kong and I believe somewhere in Scandinavia. Under Donald Trump, we have slowed the growth of our debt under Donald Trump. And this war that this crazy man, Scarborough, who calls himself a Republican, yet does nothing Republican whatsoever. Why is he lying and saying he's a Republican? Is this like some kind of let me tell you why. There's a lot of money to say you're a Republican who flipped, you side with Democrats. A lot of money in it. If I did it, I'd be filthy, stinking rich. This man is so out there. It's shameful, to be honest with you. He's cuckolded beyond belief. Why don't you just let Micah speak for you? I mean, that's the way I look at it. At least there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.